Blog Talk Radio.
With Norm at Night. It's another hour with a fat left-hander from Bowie coming to you live from Cat Hoppin', Virginia. Things have been going real well for the Norm at Night show the last couple of weeks. We're out over 8,500 listeners right now, and that's really a great thing to hear. You never know, Norm at Night may become one of those featured people you see on the front page of Blogger, but of course, don't count on it, because I won't buy the premium channel. No reason to. Why should I buy the premium channel? We can all be right here with what we have. 347-945-6713 is the number. I got five lines open. Now, give me a call. We're going to do an open mic night tonight, though Norm has got some things he wants to talk about for sure. But if it's on your mind and you want to talk with the Fat Left-Hander, 240-461-0490 is my cell number, although you'll find that line busy tonight. All you guys out there on the West Coast, I'm waiting for your calls. My West Coast callers have been coming in a little later since we moved back to 9 o'clock, but I like the 9 o'clock hour. A lot of things I want to talk about tonight. The first thing I want to talk about is the fact that I did something on Saturday night that I haven't done for a good long time, and it was a lot of fun. I was downtown on Connecticut Avenue, and sure enough, I hear music coming out of Nanny O'Brien's, a fiddler and a guitar player, and I thought, oh my God, is it Patsy Whalen? Well, it wasn't. It was this guy named Robert Spates and that good old reliable Connor Malone. Let me tell you, folks, Connor's still got it. His voice is a lot raspier. It's a lot of years of hard living on good old Connor. But boy, it was fun being in there hearing some of the old songs. And Robert Spates was a darn good fiddler, a darn good fiddler. I hope soon to have some of his fiddling up there on Patty Wop, which you can reach at patty2.blogspot.com. Rumor has it that Patty may even be venturing back out on to Patty Wop. Some people are mad that I'm actually taking the title down of Paddy Wop spelled out in letters and instead put up an Irish and an Italian flag. If you want to go take a look at it, tell me what you think. If I get enough feedback from the callers, I'll either leave it the way it is or go back to the way it was. But it sure was fun, man, and Nanny O'Brien, sort of a retro night, or who knows. The crowds have been a bit thin in there of late, or so I've heard. So maybe, just maybe, they're taking it back to the good old days. But we'll see. If there's anybody out there listening who's ever been to Nanny O'Brien's, why don't you just give me a call, 347-945-6713, and tell us about your experiences at Nanny O'Brien. She has risen from the dead, at least on the strength of what we did in there on Saturday night. But it was really cool being at Nanny's. I like Nanny's. Well, the old Nanny's, which was the present Nanny's. But I got five lines open, 347-945-6713. Let's see what's going on in the chat room. Got to find the chat room here. There we go. Rumor has it that my buddy Patty is getting real serious about his Alaska adventures. How many of you out there have ever been to Alaska? 347-945-6713. Have you been to Alaska? Call the number and let us know some of your experiences. Latest round trip airfare to Anchorage from this area is about $450. Not a bad price to go a very long way. Just for comparison, I'm thinking about actually going to St. Petersburg, Russia next summer. It's 1150 round trip to St. Petersburg. That is not chump change. As you could go to Alaska twice and a half for one trip to St. Petersburg. So that's very interesting. How many people listening to Norman Knight have ever been to Russia? You can give us a call at 347-945-6713. I'd be glad to hear from you. Well, let me get back to the switchboard. Doesn't appear there's much activity going on here. Here we go. That's the chat room. Where there's the switchboard. I still got nobody on the line, 347-945-6713. Let me go see if I can find the tweets. Twitter is over capacity. Wow. Twitter's become very popular. I really like Twitter. Please wait and try again later. Oh, no. So what do you think? Twitter is disabled. Wow. Well, let's go back. I got somebody in the chat room that says they've been to St. Petersburg, but it wasn't Russia at the time. Well, you know, it's true. It wasn't Russia at the time. It was the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics, I guess. But underneath it all, they were still Russians. They may have been communists, but they were Russians. They definitely were Russians. I'm getting all kinds of beeps all over the place, and that was the Russian Soviet. Yes, it was the Russian Soviet Republic. I still got no callers. I got a lot of things open. Let me click at some of these closed, man. I must be getting a lot of tweets. But officially, the official count of listeners for Norm at Night, 8,461. If you're out there listening, why don't you give me a call and make it 8,462? Give me another listen. Tell your friends about Normie. Wow, did you hear the president's latest little speech out there in Detroit? Some people say it's juvenile. I don't know. He says, you know, you want the cow to go forward, you got to put it in D. I kind of like that. Of course, you want to go in reverse, just put it in R. Maybe it's a little trite, but so is all politics. Oh, boy, I've only been on 10 minutes. So what do you want to talk about tonight? What's on your mind? I was going to talk about teaching tonight, but to be honest, I'm just not in the mood. I'm waiting for the Bay Area to call in. Things always get interesting with the Bay Area. So I'm waiting for my regular caller from out there, and then we might get a conversation going here on Norm at Night. I'm trying to get my tweets operating, but apparently total listens to the Norm at Night Show, 8,461. My understanding is that those are individual listens, or the number of times either that somebody's listened to the show or downloaded one of the shows. I'm feeling pretty good, and that number... Oh, somebody just sent me a tough question. They said, I'm so in love with Connor Malone. I will say he's from Dublin. Am I right or wrong, chat rumor? Norm at Night guesses that Connor Malone was from Dublin. I think. I still have a little trouble. Wrong. Where was he from? Where was he from? I don't think Galway. Where was Connor from? Don't keep me in suspense, chat rumor. Ennis in County Clare. Ennis in County Clare. That's kind of cool. Anybody out there listening from Ennis in County Clare, why don't you give us a call at 347-945-6713. There's a pint of Guinness in it for you. Oh, speaking of pints, there I was also across the street on Saturday night, and I decided to make it a Guinness night. Guinness doesn't make me as loopy as the harp, so I do like a harp. There's nothing like that golden harp. Listen to those Angels play. But anyway, I got a pint of Guinness. A guy at the bar next to me, he got a pint, but he got a smaller glass than I did, and so he made an inquiry. So who out there can tell me why my Guinness pint was bigger than, I forget, what is he drinking, Smithicks? Smithicks? I can't really remember. Let me go in the chat room. I'm sure somebody's, it is close to Galway, so I wasn't completely wrong. But why would a Guinness come in a bigger pint glass than the other pints? It was really kind of cool because my bud and I knew the answer to the question. He got to drink his Smithicks or Murphy Stout. Sorry, he was drinking Murphy's. But it didn't come in a Guinness pint glass. No, sir, it came in another pint glass. The U.S. pint glass, I just gave it away, damn. The Murphy's pint glass had 16 ounces. The Guinness pint glass had 20 because the Guinness comes in an imperial pint, which is bigger than a U.S. pint. And that was kind of cool, but we had a nice chat with the bartender. And catching up on all the old stuff. And he just told the owner told the barkeeps to just make sure my bud's Murphy's came in a Guinness pint glass for the night. It was really nice of him. Considering the money we spend in there, it should have been nice of him. Oh, gosh. But he was a real nice man. Let us have the Murphys in, Patty have the Murphys in the 20-ounce glass because the WAP was drinking Guinness, which already was coming in an imperial pint. And so, I thought that was kind of cool. And Friday night, sure enough, I was out to another Irish place called the Blackthorn Hotel, or Blackthorn Inn, and inside the Blackthorn Inn, there's a pub called the Wolf Tone Pub, and I was actually drinking Harps in there, and then somebody introduced us all to Mr. Jameson, and that wasn't a good thing for me. I just had one. They kept drinking them. I never would have made the drive back to Cat Harpin if I'd have been trying those Murphys. But, somebody knew that on Sunday I was going to be moving my daughter into college, and that move went very well. We borrowed the truck, moved the big furniture down there, and it was just a great old time. And we'll just leave it at that. My daughter's really happy at school. And so we're going pretty well in Norm at night. It's been a real interesting summer for me on the job front. Trying to use up my vacation days in July. I don't know if I use them all up or not, but I lose some. I don't know. I get all confused about that stuff, but things are heating up. Things are looking much better for the school I teach at. We've got a real influx of students here, and it looks like we're going to be all right. I want to thank all the powers that be out there at the Wakefield School that, you know, for everything that they've done for the teachers and staff over this summer in trying to keep things together and make progress for it. I don't know if our theater director is listening out there in San Francisco, but if you are, a shout out to you. And that, oh, and the wonderful Monday, Tuesday bartender at the Blackthorn is a shout out to you from Norm at Night. It was a real pleasant day we had there with you a week ago Monday. And say hello to your dad. And I don't know if you're listening, but if you are, a shout out to the Blackthorn out on Route 50 in Upperville, Virginia. And if you're out in that area, I strongly suggest that you stop there. The Blackthorn's a great place. And you also look to their Irish Festival, which they'll be having in September, the halfway to St. Patrick's Day. We're all waiting with bated breath for the announcement on who's coming over from Ireland to play the music. It should be fun. I am looking forward to it. Oh, some smartass in the chat room wants to know if we got a new supply of boaters out at Wakefield. You better believe we got a new supply of boaters, and every one of those seniors is going to proudly wear one come the spring. Wakefield's a great, great place. I enjoy teaching school at Wakefield. So let me see if I can, and I do like Prims, no question about it. Let me see if I can get into my Twitter. I got five lines open still. I'm approaching the halfway point and nobody's called. A little activity in the chat room, so we may be slowing down. Let's see here if I can get open. Twitter. There was some issues about Twitter. TWETTER Twitter.com. I don't know how many of you tweet, but it's really becoming very popular. Okay, it looks like we're open here. Let's see what's going on. Somebody keeps, I don't know who's coming. Ah, there's my Sherm buddy. There's some activity going on in the chat rooms. Apparently, is that Samnon who died? Let me just take a peek here. There could be some interesting news. The illegal immigrant right out here in Prince William County, Virginia, apparently killed a nun. and that is driving up the story. I guess this guy's been elected before. Everybody now wants to know when this guy was convicted of drunk driving before he wasn't immediately deported. Now everybody's criticizing the federal government for the case. So what do you think about that? Wow. Well, I don't know. Are we making more about this? There were three nuns in the car. One was killed. Wow, the poor guy. The poor nun. And then the poor guy, too. I mean, there's a lynch mob attitude out there. So what should we do with this guy? What should we do with the people who didn't deport him? 347-945-6713 is the number, or come into the chat room. Maybe this will get some juice going. Let's see who's in there. Let's see what's going on. Oh, here's something that is... More than 75 million adult Americans, one in four, and this left-hander is probably one of them, are officially obese. With new government data showing 9 states had obesity rates of 30% or more last year. In 2007, the figure was 1 in 3, and in 2000, it was 0. One of my chat roomers reports he finds this most disturbing, that so many Americans are fat. Well, how do you find this? Overall, non-Hispanic black women and Hispanics have the highest rates of obesity. For non-Hispanic black women, the rate is 41.9%, and for Hispanics overall, it's 30.7%. Oh, then some smart ass says, well, if we deport all the illegals, then the obesity rate will drop. Not funny there out of the chat room, but that is a disturbing, that's a disturbing figure for non-Hispanic black women. 41.9% of their number are obese, and 30% of Hispanics are obese, according to government statistics. Yeah, let's leave the obesity rate and the illegals out of this. But wow, that is that's a serious problem. And I know you're going to just call me a flaming liberal, but the fact is that poorer people tend to be fatter than rich people. Because of the diets that they're forced to eat. The biggest percentage of fat adults, those 21 and over, live in the South. The Midwest, 28.2%, compared with 24% in the Northeast and the West. Ah, so somebody just chimes in. Just another reason to move to Alaska and eat only non-processed food. They don't have to move to Alaska to eat non-processed food. You can do it here if you want. I guess. Let's see. What did I eat tonight? I had a can of smoked mussels. Is that processed? Some Swiss cheese. Can of tuna. And a bowl of Italian wedding soup. I guess that's all processed food, now that I think of it. Probably heavy in sodium. And there's no question about it. Norm at Night is, without question, probably has a high mortality rate. I mean, obesity rate. Actually, I got a little nervous. I got on the scale last Saturday, and I clocked in at 267, so I guess that makes me a fat guy. I gotta do something about it. I don't know. Uh-oh. Looks like I lost. No, I got my chat room back. I probably consumed 3 days worth of salt, says somebody. Still no callers. You want to talk about obesity, just give us a call, 347-945-6713. You want to call up and call Norm Fat, you just go right ahead. Because I'm sure not disagreeing with you. I really do feel fat. Well, we're into the second half hour anyway. I just need a break from talking. So since nobody's calling, I guess we'll put some music on for a few minutes.
Why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring? The stupid telephone is silent like a stone, and I feel all alone. Why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring? I'm getting the idea, I'm sitting in the clear, 'cause no one wants me near. How strange that everyone I spoke thought I was telling them a joke, 'cause all their phone does in the end is clearly drive them round the bend. But I dare not pass my door, for fear that if I do, for sure, some person will show sympathy and try to send a call to me. But why does
no one call me?
Why can't somebody just
give me a call?
This stupid telephone is silent like a stone, and I feel all alone. Why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring? I'm getting the idea, I'm sitting in the clear, 'cause no one wants me near. Maybe people think I'm somewhere wandering. If to
well, that's enough of this. Hey, I got a call coming in. Hey, go ahead, you're on with Norm.
Hello, you're a business.
How are you?
Pretty good.
How are things out there?
Oh, I think we're 90 degrees, kind of mellow. Day's winding down. And all the teachers are protesting all over the Capitol again.
Why? What's happened?
Well, they know that their budgets are going to be cut to the bare bone, and a lot of them are going to lose their jobs. So, but that's the situation. We can't do anything about that.
Who's going to teach the kids?
Well, we're just going to have to go from 20 per teacher to 40 per teacher, something in between there.
Is that really what they're planning to do?
Yeah, well, for the longest time, we had a ratio of 25 per teacher was like the standard. And, you know, and that we really can't sustain that anymore. So, you know, it's going to go up. And unfortunately, a whole lot of other stuff. I mean, we have no budget. And there's a likelihood that we may not have a budget for a very long time.
Well, you could have, so that's another misnomer. You have budgets, you just don't have the money to meet them.
Well, that too. I mean, there's no additional revenue. It's simply not possible to maintain the level of government that we have now, or we had, with the tax revenues. It's impossible. I mean, we're hitting, you know, $20 billion deficits. That's how much we used to spend versus what we have.
Heck, we spent that much in Afghanistan last week.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be nice if they could, you know, send the troops to California. They can fight fires and whatever, but, you know.
Hey, I got a chat rumor saying, well, that may be the best thing that ever happened to the kids. Let them out of the prisons and educate themselves.
Yeah, well, actually, you can get a pretty good education in prison.
Well, they use the revenue to pay administrators, and that's the real problem.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's certainly part of it, but, you know, let's see. This is in this room. Okay. Yeah, we'll see how this works out, but we have a particular situation with the teachers here because they have the strongest union in the entire state. In fact,
here we go. Let's union bash.
They dominate the political spectrum. I mean, more so than any other group, any other industry. Within the retirement system, the CalSTRS system, there are 1.7 million teachers. That's a pretty big voting block, no matter where you are, especially concentrated in one state. So they've had their
way. There's that many retired teachers in
between
California.
Between retired and active.
So that's all
right.
The people.
So that's all of them combined, right. So, but their union, obviously, you know, they have an interest in maintaining a very strong and very high level pension system, which nobody can afford. We already know that the state cannot afford to pay any of this money to them. But it's still there. It's still an obligation. You know, we're still obligated to do this. And, of course, we also have this is the incredible part, is that they managed to amend the state constitution to guarantee that 40% of the state budget is mandated to education. So no matter what the number is, and no matter what the other obligations are, 40% of every budget we have must go to that.
So 40 cents of every dollar taken in by the California government has to go to education.
That's exactly right.
Is that a bad thing?
Yes.
Where would you rather it go?
I would like the grandmas and that not to have to eat cat food. I would like them to have health care. I would like the kids to get off the streets and maybe learn something. You know, I mean, this is also an education system with a 30% dropout rate. Okay? You aren't doing your fucking jobs.
Oh, start doing my... Oh. Start doing my job. Come on,
oh,
all you teachers.
Three, four.
Are we going to let this guy get away with this? 347-945-6713. This guy says you aren't doing your job. You're not worth 40 cents of every dollar.
Hell no.
I don't know.
Well, at least out here, anyway. Yeah, I have within 3 blocks of me is a campus. It's a high school. It is one of the most beautiful campuses you ever saw. It's only, I think, about 15 years old. And they have they are in the lowest 5% of all of the schools in California, which is really low, tell me. You know, it's brutal. And I've been through this school, and I know how nice those classrooms are, and I know how beautiful the pool is. And I've seen the archery course and all the rest of it. I mean, it's nothing like the high schools we went to in Buffalo. You know, it wasn't a single building. This thing sprawls over many acres, and it's a gorgeous place to learn and enjoy life. And nothing is happening. It ain't working.
So if we went back to those old ramshackle buildings, everything would be okay?
No, what I'm saying is, first, you know, you've got this system of tenure where you have inefficient, you know, career teachers who maybe they had energy in the first few years. But after 10, 20 years, these people are dead meat. They have no business being there. They haven't kept up with the technology. What's the word I'm looking for? Obsolescence. Worthless.
No professional.
You know what I'm saying?
I do and I don't. See, I've been in the independent school business my whole life.
Well, yeah, you are. And the worst end of it is that the kids get out of high school, and then we send them to community colleges or wherever. And you know what we're doing now? We're starting the high school process over again to make up for what they didn't learn. And that explains the first 2 years of college.
Wait a minute, I'm sure I got some good stuff here in the chat room. Let's see what's going on here. Fire the asses.
Oh, here we go.
Reagan did it to the air traffic controllers. We can do it to the dumbass public school teachers.
Hallelujah.
You know, let me tell you something, chat. Just remember what happened to those air controllers every time you go fly on a plane. And why don't you just check the accident statistics post-Reagan as compared to pre-Reagan? I'm not going to listen to this bunk about the air traffic controllers.
Well, I don't, you know, the thing is, I don't disagree with what Reagan did, but what happened afterwards. When these people wanted to reapply for their jobs and all that, where they were absolutely excluded from that. That I disagree with. Because you still had capable people. And
blah, 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 blah. We got through it, didn't we? Yeah,
well,
I guess we did, chat rumor, blah,
cool.
Blah, blah.
But, you know, oh, okay. Oh, he's talking about something else entirely. It's not the building of the teacher, it's the culture we've created. Nobody wants to learn, and that's the real issue.
I dispute that. I don't think there's a human being alive that doesn't want to learn something.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody wants to learn. I think that's a general...
And you die if you don't learn.
It's a general human trait. We always want to learn. I believe that.
I take it... I'll go even farther than this chat rumor. 70% of the student population should be dismissed from high school at age 16. I say there should be no mandatory school.
Yeah, but, you know, the problems with crafts is that the need for them is, well, let's say, diminished. You know, I mean, I'll give you a good example. Let's say, like, let's just say pottery. I would like to buy nice handcrafted pots for my plants and all that sort of stuff. And I know there are many, many potters around here who can do all that stuff. But instead, I have Home Depot with all this toxic crap that comes from China, you know, just pallets full of it. And the glazes are horrible. And who knows how much lead and chromium and toxic metals, arsenic, who knows what the hell is in these pots. You know, so, yeah, my local potter here can't compete in terms of price and marketing. So here, you know, you call it globalization or whatever, and, you know, and I don't oppose trade by any means with China or any other country, but on the other hand, you know, I think that our people here can produce better products. They may cost a little more. But, you know, I mean,
we're tangenting a little bit. I want to know why kids hate school.
Oh, I'm trying to, well.
Anybody got any ideas out there? Why do kids hate school? Why do 70% of them drop out?
I'll give you my reason when I was in both elementary and in high school. I was bored. I was bored to death.
But why?
Why?
Yes! Why?
Because I sat in a stifling hot room in June. Remember those schools with no air conditioning? And I lived.
Yeah, nobody had air conditioning. You wanted air conditioning in Buffalo, you went to the bank. And stood in the lobby.
But I listened to the same teacher drone on and on and on, the same topic.
Oh, my God, right out of this chat room.
And
No mandatory. Oh, yeah, I gotta let the listener. No mandatory school. Okay, Norm, I'll go along as long as you lock them up or execute them when they become delinquents. I cannot be made. Your tongue better be stuffed way in your cheek, chat roomer, if you really believe that. No, wait, I take that back. You probably do really believe it. And
well,
there's not...
Sherms is expressing a basic...
We don't use names.
A basic
we don't use names.
Philosophy. Nearly
we don't use names.
Well, anyway, nearly everything that he stated here falls into, you know, the libertarian frame of mind.
Well, even past the libertarians to the National Socialists.
Well, hey, you know, you want to talk about socialism? Everybody's complaining because Obama is not providing jobs. Since when the hell do I ask the president for a job? Since when do I ask the government for a job? Why are people saying, where are the jobs? You have the stimulus bill and we don't have the jobs. No, you don't have the jobs because there aren't any. Government doesn't provide jobs except for that you know, the bureaucracy.
Well,
why are people slamming Obama for job creation when it's something that's completely out of his control? He can't do a damn thing about that.
Kids have always hated school, my friend. Some things in life aren't always fun. You know what?
Oh, yeah.
That's just Oh, wait a minute. Huzzah! I'm with your left coast side, your left coast sidekick all the way on this one.
Hey,
oh, my Lord.
If the factory stops hiring, what are you going to do? You get your lawnmower and you go door to door and try to cut lawns. That's what you do. Do you know who I had at my door 2 weeks ago?
No. Who was at your door 2 weeks ago?
Two Jewish students who wanted to cut my lawn.
How do you know they were Jewish? Were they wearing yarmulkes?
Their card said Hezbollah, Emmanuel something. Here, I got it in front of me right here. Bamuna Landscaping, Shalom Maranala. Peace, our Messiah is coming. Well, anyway.
Oh, my God.
So these Jewish, I mean, think of the status symbol. I mean, you know, it used to be status to have a Japanese guy do your lawn, and then they had Mexicans do your lawn. But I have never, ever had a Jew mow my lawn. Holy shit.
So did you do it?
No.
I mow my own lawn, unfortunately.
I know. That's what I said. I said I mow, you know.
I wish I could afford to have somebody mow my lawn.
But, you know, that was so bizarre. But I admired them because it was like, you know, whatever they really wanted to do in life, they were willing to do this to get by, you know. And that's the whole thing. It's like, I mean, as you get, you know, door-to-door solicitors, they want to sell this, they want to do whatever. But, you know, if you really need the bucks, there is work. You create your own work.
Well, you know, as far as your cracks about the president providing jobs, Joe Scarborough says, enough of this nonsense. The bottom line is that a president who inspires confidence with people who hire workers is the person we need in the White House.
Okay, well, so, I mean, you know, I need somebody symbolic. You know, why don't we just make a statue of him?
Most of Barack Obama's domestic policies are unpopular with business leaders. And he is blinded by his own ideology.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the deal. You know, for whatever he represents, you know, the superficial Obama, you know, the image, you know, we all know what's going on behind that with Geithner and Rahm Emanuel and all that. You know, there's much more going on. They're very tight with the banking community for one, and of course unions and the rest. So whatever he represents, there's this whole mess that's going on behind him.
You know what? I just got to get this out there. Union bashing has become one of the most popular things to do. On this show and in lots of other places. You know,
well, they deserve
the number of workers across this country who are actually unionized is minuscule.
Yeah, exactly. They're small groups, but they have enormous power. And they operate the same way corporations do.
Well, maybe the other workers should take an example from what organization does for you. When you organize workers, you create consciousness.
And you buy politicians, and you get favors, right? You know how all that works, right?
There's far less
corruption. You become part of the corruption is what happens.
Maybe I'm a Pollyanna. I just don't believe that.
I don't know if you're a Pollyanna. My old man was a Teamster.
My father and me were steel workers.
And I have a little familiarity with corruption and James Hoffa.
I wonder where he's buried.
I don't know that buried is the word. I wonder what car he became a part of.
Oh.
That's one of
Obama's a community organizer. Synonym, union boss.
Uh-huh.
Corrupt as. Oh. You know what? Okay, everybody. Call the show. Tell me what Obama's done wrong besides being born half black.
Well, he doesn't talk about the white half very much.
This is an amazing country.
He doesn't call himself biracial. Wouldn't that be more?
He doesn't call himself black either.
Well,
I have never heard him call himself black.
Oh, I'm sure it's there. I mean, you know.
Well, anyway, send more troops to Afghanistan. Enough said. You know, you got me there. You got me there, chat rumor. If there's one thing that is going to make me not vote for him in 2012, that's it.
Yeah. Well, the only thing I will give him credit for Iraq, that he's brought the troop level down to 50,000, and he's had another year to prove himself as for withdrawal by the end of next year. Now, if he, you know, I don't expect a whole hell of a lot out of him, but if he can deliver that, and then I'm impressed.
Deliver what? Now you're confusing me.
If he can get our troops out of Iraq by the end of 2011, which he's committed.
You know, everybody says that. You know what? He can get our troops out of Iraq tomorrow.
Yeah.
He's just got to pick up the phone and tell him to leave.
Yes, but he wants, an organized effort. You don't
That's
know
sure
people,
what he created
don't.
The
imp- And you don't
what
want
he
to
created
leave.
The impression he was going to do. It's what he claimed Hillary Clinton wouldn't do.
Well, he's trying to undo a 7-year-old war, so let's face it, you know, the problem is that if you have this enormous departure, you don't want to repeat Saigon, okay? No helicopters on the rooftop. It has to be a slow, deliberate process. You don't show weakness, in other words.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, well,
I know you don't like that, but that's...
Who wants to be the last man to die? Tell that to his mother.
Yeah, well, think about World War One. How many attacks were made after the armistice, after all the treaties were
signed? I don't know. I don't
know. A lot,
but at least World War One made, you could make sense out of what they did.
Yeah, but you couldn't make
sense. You could make sense out of it. There was a reason for it.
But you couldn't make sense out of people dying after the treaties were signed, okay?
Well, the arm, you know, yeah, I mean.
But anyway, you know.
I got 1 minute left, folks. Hey, it's been great. Norm is going on vacation tomorrow. I'm going to Madison, Wisconsin.
Oh, no kidding.
I'm going to watch. My nephew is umpiring baseball games in, I don't know, like, as he says, just below D League.
Mm-hmm.
But he went to the Major League Umpire School, and he made the cut, and he's out there in the minor leagues umpiring baseball games.
Oh, cool.
Right. You know, and who knows, he may make it to the majors someday.
Mm-hmm.
He's following his dream.
Mm.
He's following his dream. It's really pretty cool.
Yeah.
Oh, and the other thing I wanted to talk about that I never did tonight was I got a whole bunch of fiction books about Buffalo.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and those are pretty cool. Well, the last 10 segments, it's been great. I enjoyed it all. Thank you, chat room. Thank you, callers. We'll talk to you next week, Carl. But I got to go start cleaning up this place so that I can leave with a clear conscience tomorrow.
Oh, that's a Catholic.
Yeah, it sure is. But Norm is out of here.
Let me
take care. I'll talk to you next week.
Yeah.
All right. I'll talk to you next week.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.